We are now on air. British People's League. A bit of banter here. It is the 30-second shot on November 7th, 2010. We've got Grizz. We've got special guest Indiana Mike. And we've got Johnny. So here's the four of us. Now, Grizz and Mike are going to have a chat because Grizz gives me crap because I didn't give Indiana Mike enough time last time. So Indiana Mike, you were going to talk spiritual. And as spiritual, do you think anything can save Grizz's soul?
Well, a miracle.
Go, guys, go.
Probably a miracle of some kind. Yeah, I guess miracles happen.
Okay,
from time to time. So,
let me ask you a question. Are you spiritual or more religious?
Me?
Well, who do you think he was talking to?
See,
I don't know, a little bit of both. I was just thinking more about our situation and what do we have going for us, you know, what could be considered allies. And I think one of the things that can be considered on our side is just nature itself, because what we're really talking about is that like is attracted to like, that like birds of a feather flock together. And I've been thinking, what is it that is our natural allies? And I think we have nature on our side because, you know, even insects and reptiles and all sorts of mammals are basically tribal creatures. They're just as human beings are. So I think we just have that on our side that, you know, people just naturally gravitate toward their own kind.
And that's good.
You know, that's our ally. And on the other end of the spectrum, I was thinking, I'm not even a Christian. I'm not a Christian. And I guess I sort of believe in a God, you know, like a supreme being. I guess I more or less believe in one. And I'm asking myself the question, do we have God on our side? And what I mean by God is just, I believe there's like a spiritual side to life. You could call it karma or you could call it a lot of things, but, you know, do we have that on our side, you know? And I don't think we quite do, but I think we could get that on our side.
Well, you know, there's a lot of different views on what God is. I'll give you shortly what mine is. I just look at God as just kind of a higher power than me. Everybody has their own vision of what God is. God's a higher power than me. And my God, anyway, doesn't ask too much out of me. He just kind of says, when you fail, Grizz, would you get up off your ass and try again? That's kind of how I define God, pretty simply. And I'm a spiritual kind of a guy.
Well, you guys should look up on Google after the show. There is a book called Is God a Racist? And it's an outline of all the North American groups who were proud of their white identity, but that's the name of it. But you want be Johnny's waiting for you to get into the election stuff, Mike, but did you have anything else you wanted to add on your spiritual side?
Well, I have one thing. You know, my idea was that I and everybody really needs to find like-minded people in their local community, you know, for survival purposes and, you know, companionship and all, you know, resources.
The spiritual side.
Well, no, spiritual comradeship.
Sure.
As I was looking for, you know, people like-minded that shared my views locally, out of the blue at work, this big guy, you know, as I was checking out customers where I work, this big guy just out of the blue drives up, and he happens to have tattooed on his forehead or forearm, "Victory or Valhalla," you know. So, that's pretty obvious that he's going to share, you know, that's from Pagan, you know.
But you got his number 4 months ago, Mike.
Right. And I thought that, you know, that's kind of a guy. Here I am looking for something, and something just comes right up to me out of the blue.
Did you phone him?
Sort of like a, it's like a God thing. You or a spiritual thing.
Did you follow up on it, Mike?
Yes, I haven't heard back from him yet.
Well, there's others, but I guess before I get back to Grizz, just to slip this in, I agree with you totally in the spiritual as we get together. Like us right now, it's fantastic. We have to go to Indiana to get an intelligent guy to pitch in the show with us here. It took years to find people like Johnny and Grizz. But my point, I know it's going to sound corny, but I'm telling you, the spiritual side, we're one in millions. The guy upstairs is chosen because there just ain't other people that easy who are going to be seen with us. Or as Grizz says, sure, once it looks like we're getting somewhere, then they will they'll want to be in with us then because we smell like winners. But as it stands, and I don't want to get pushy because I said in previous shows, and as you said, and I remember the trips down to Ohio, you know, some could get jealous. But there's no time to worry about jealousy. We're going to grab the bull by the horns. And if we have to steal from the American white racialist strawberry patch to build and build and win, winning is the answer, we're going to do it. Next.
Well, I agree with Mike. People like being around like-minded people. And in fact, I'm a firm believer that people are most comfortable being around those that look like they do, sound like they do, act like they do. You just have a comfort level. With me anyway, I look at certain other peoples and I don't feel that same comfort level because they sure as hell a lot of times don't feel the way we do.
Right. That's right. Yes. And it's just normal, you know, to feel that way.
Yeah.
I mean, blacks feel that way about other blacks. Asians feel that way about other Asians.
Sure.
I'm not offended by that a black man would prefer to spend time with another black. It doesn't offend me at all. That's just normal for him.
Yeah, it doesn't offend me either. Like I've said before, you know, if black people are better basketball players, so be it. You know,
right.
If you want to hang out with your own kind, there's nothing wrong with that. I was married to an Italian for 20 years. Just because I came along, they sure as hell didn't bother to change their ways. You know, they're happiest sticking together.
It's just
natural.
And speaking of your own kind, a good slip in now to get in the role, the report we're all waiting for anxiously, Mike. So the Tea Party, it's attracting its own kind. I've heard 98% white and so on. So as I understand it, with the House of Representatives shooting back up Republican style, do you think there could be a stalemate then? Maybe Obama won't get all his stuff passed.
Well, no, he won't. He'll get his stuff blocked now. And on the other hand, anything that they try and pass through, he's going to block.
So it's a stalemate.
Yeah.
And that's probably good for the white resistance because
if
the establishment is gridlocked, then it's a chance for us. And I say us because, you know, if there aren't any local groups that appeal to people around the globe, and here I'm going and I'll slip it in real quick back to Australia, New Zealand. Well, of course, the motherland, Britain, or California. We want to pick up the strays, Mike. What do you think of that?
I don't know what you mean by strays.
Well, like the young soldier guy that gave us a great email I referred to in the last show, you know, big mortgage, two little children with us all the way, but in Her Majesty's services, and he'd be kicked out. He'd have no job if they found out he's associating with a white pride group, a white pride organization. So he wouldn't be considered a stray. What I would say strays would be like Grizz and I. Johnny's a slight exception, a happily married man, but his wife works shifts so he can slip in. So I guess what I mean by strays is that there are people out there who are not glued into the establishment. They're either on a pension, disability, or old age, whatever. So there's enough strays out there around the globe. They can hear these shows, and those are the ones who have no excuse, and they should glue in with us.
Yeah, I think that's valid.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people out there that feel the way we do, maybe slightly differently, but an awful lot of them are going, okay, I feel like you guys do. I have these certain views, but I don't know where to take them. Who do I go to? I know I used to feel this way, and I thought, who do I have to join here? I don't know all the organizations. Like, do I have to go all the way to the 3Ks or, you know? And, you know, Mr. Beatty and I, we kind of hooked up a few years ago. And, you know, it's like home. You didn't have anywhere to go before, but now you do.
Right on.
You can come to us, you can listen to us, you can send us a friggin' email.
Yeah.
You know, you're a part of something. It doesn't mean you're a Mad Hatter.
Beautiful. Well said. And the irony is, you just have no idea what's right next door to you. I was on Woodbine Avenue having weekly get-togethers on Friday nights. A guy in the next apartment building pulled out newspapers I used to read of the white resistance, whatever. In the next apartment building, he still goes to the odd get-together down there. And following up on that, here's these two gentlemen, the Musketeers here. And that's in one village of Minden. You've got that Halloween prank set up in Campbellford, Ontario. It made big news because of the costumes they wore to Halloween. But that's not the point. The point is they won first prize in the fact it wasn't... bringing up the colored issue, the Halloween costumes they had. It was just Halloween. But, they didn't look too sad in their apology. And I guess, Mike, what we're bouncing off you is that in small town Ontario, that's the linkage. If we've got this little clique here in this village, do you think any other village is any different? Or the guy next door to me on Woodbine Avenue? Or you, Mike, right there, as you said, on the job, you spotted this guy. But what you got to do is when you're out shopping in the supermarket, you know, keep your ears tuned. I don't know how, but there's people all around us that already think our way and they don't even know each other exists. Grizz has had the guts to put right in his Facebook. Well, we were on the radio show the other day. We hadn't been bounced yet and so on. And I think I said, he's very popular. He likes to talk to people and so on. So back to the election thing. Basically, it's going to be a gridlock, or can you enlighten us on that?
Well, I'm looking at real clear politics right now, and the Republicans, which are right-wingers, picked up 6 seats in the Senate. They picked up 61 seats in the House, which the House of Representatives, which is huge. They picked up 6 governor slots. So, I mean, the rebellion against Obama, and he should not... there's talk he may try and get a few things passed in this lame duck session. Maybe try and slip amnesty through, or this don't ask, don't tell thing for homosexuals in the military. But he should. There's a big fear that taxes are going to increase quite a bit over after the first year. I think they're going to be able to stop him from doing just about anything, because the House will just block him on just about everything. But in turn, like I said before, anything they try and get passed, he's going to block also. So, you know.
Well, that looks good for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's a better situation. At least it's slowing down the damage, but I don't think it's... I have my real doubts. I guess I hold out some hope that voting is going to change things, but I'm pretty skeptical that it really can change much in the long run. It's just the damage has been so great already, you know. That
you sound like another gentleman I was listening to on the radio yesterday. Has the same first name as me. He hasn't got much faith in voting anymore either. But
no.
I hear a story about Massachusetts. There was a black guy voted in down in Mass?
Massachusetts? I'm not aware of that.
Oh.
Well, I would go back to, as you say, about not faith in voting, and I'm going to keep pushing it over and over. You know, people are good enough to invite us into their living room. There's the three of us here. Here's Indiana Mike down in Indiana. And the fact is there's thousands in the small villages, and all we have to do is just keep at it, and we'll add one more, and we'll add one more. And hey, Mike, if you keep your eyes peeled and you bump into somebody that'd like to get in the air, you can have them sitting beside your telephone in Indiana, and then we can have two guys in Indiana talking to the three of us here.
Very true. Very true.
Hey, Michael, this is John here. Just a quick question. What would you offer people to join our little group?
I'm sorry, who was that addressed to?
Well, you go ahead, Mike, because he knows our business. Johnny was just curious. Well, what can we offer the people to entice them to associate with us? Personally, I think it's desperation. People are fed up and they'll associate. But you go ahead, Mike. What do you think would entice them to associate with us?
Well, if nothing else is accomplished, you get to talk to like-minded people. And you know, John, we talk off the radio about just life and stuff. And right there is a. I think it's a. It doesn't sound like much, but it's really a huge step, because it really lifts your burden to know that you're not alone.
Right on. I'm 100% with you. Totally on that. Totally.
It's the starting point. Where else? It's the start. It's the point where we got to start, was to get to know like-minded people. How can you even make plans without getting to know other people that, you know, unless you can't really even plan anything unless you start to network and know other people. So it just seems like the natural starting point. You know,
that's really great, Mike, but I have my 2 cents to put in before we basically end the show, whenever that'll be. My 2 cents is very... I'm disappointed in this one. Nova Scotia, Canada. A gentleman decided to burn a cross on the property of a white woman, black man, interracial couple, as they say. Do you believe this gentleman got 10 years in jail for burning a cross?
10 years?
So my 2 cents is this.
Holy crap.
This is crazy. It's all I'm saying, my 2 cents, that's nuts. It was on the news.
Yeah, sure.
You got 10 years for burning your cross.
And it wasn't that. It was just a little wee bloody thing.
That's it.
10 years.
And why? And Grizz, you know what Grizz said? Grizz basically said, what? It's why did he get 10 years?
As an example.
I have short-term
memory. Oh, yeah, sure.
Exactly. Just what John said.
Holy.
That's the same thing Grizz said.
As an example. Like it's 5 years at that, you know?
Just an example, you know? The courts... All these nice people, they got pressure from the blacks and the Jews and everybody else. And it's like, Jesus, we got to stop these people somehow. Let's just throw them away for a long time, and that'll set an example. And the rest of them will just shut their traps, go to work, go home.
When was that sentencing done?
That was about 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Well, it may stop those who were going to take that kind of activity, but it doesn't stop people like us from just talking, or the jokers in the Legion. With that Legion prank, they got a real hard time doing anything. Like one group in the left camp said that all of the executive of the Legion should go on sensitivity training. Well, that's yeah, it's well, who cares? The point is, we're doing it legal, and I love the way you said it, Mike. We're shooting the breeze with like-minded people in living rooms here. And we've still got about a minute and a half to go, Mike. Is there another point you'd like to make today?
No, I can't think of anything.
Grizz?
But
I give you guys the bloody floor, and you got nothing to say! Don't hang up, Mike. I was just expounding.
Okay.
No, it is nice, you know. I was very happy to join this institution that Mr. Beatty is building, and, you know, because we have common thoughts. We all know that we're not crazy radicals, and you just have to slowly talk to other people, and they go, well, these guys aren't so bad at all. I shouldn't have read that article in National Enquirer.
There's only one thing I'd like to say to the viewers out there, and I shouldn't say viewers, listeners. I think I'll be taking a little hiatus from the show, not because I want to. It's just my days, Sundays and Wednesdays, are bad for me. Work is kind of put in my way here, so just in case you realize I might not be here.
You'll be missed, but we'll welcome you when you get back. And the bottom line, we're near the end of the show. Indiana Mike, thank you very much for coming on with your profound stuff and not joking. It was great, Mike, especially your bit about relaxing together. Goodbye.
Right. Okay. Good.
Take care, Mike. Okay. Goodbye.
Yep. See you, Chris.
30-second shot, November 7th, show done. Thanks for listening. God bless all of you.
Bye, everybody. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
I'm hungry.